Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
After pipe bombs were discovered in our nation's capital, how the DOJ and FBI resurrected the cold case after evidence was collecting dust.
All right, let me tell you the real story. Our side, I hope, I think, will dig into this over the weekend. So I'm going to give you tomorrow's news today. Because this is an incredible moment in American history. You're watching our justice system crumble under the weight of woke. This is the first time, folks, I've been predicting this for a long time, and I didn't realize it had already happened. I've been seeing woke leftists who bomb, murder, assault, and maim will go free. I think I'd put the time frame. We're going to see this the first time in the next 5 years. Just go free. Can't even get an indictment in liberal jury land, even if it's clear cut. I didn't realize it had already happened. They let a woke pipe bomber go. One who they knew had anarchist leanings. They did not care who he killed. And they lied to protect him. This is the part our side needs to seize on. I know a lot of you use me for show prep. Go get it. Put it in the grok. It'll pull it up. You got you writing this? I know they use me for show prep because I listen all over the country and I go first. I'm in the East Coast, also the best show on the East Coast. All day long, we have the best show here on the station. It's why we're number one consistently, every single one of us. It's why we're used for show prep across the country. Write this down. Steve D'Antuono. I'll spell it for you. D'Antuono. The assistant director in charge of the FBI's Washington field office testified in June of 2023 that about the pipe bombs placed near the DNC and the RNC. During a closed-door session with the House Judiciary Committee's Weaponization Subcommittee, he stated when the Republicans wanted to know, dude, you got all the cell phone information, you put all these Republicans in prison, including grandmas who just walked into the Capitol, door held open for them by Capitol Police officers, took a selfie, didn't know they were violating the law. They went to prison. Where is the cell phone data for the pipe bomber, the one who went to the Black Political Caucus, the RNC, and the DNC? Where's that? Where's that data? Oh, he said under oath, stated, quote, that cell phone data was corrupted and unusable, which hindered efforts to track the suspect via geofencing in the area. They wanted to get him. Oh, no. He described it as an unusual circumstance and noted that the data's potential importance while dismissing conspiracy theories about the missing records. You sillies. Well, Republicans were in charge, and they checked. They subpoenaed the cell phone record provider. Was the data corrupted? Guess what? It wasn't. It wasn't corrupted at all. There wasn't anything wrong with it. So what did the FBI do? Just hung on to it. Buried it. Because this guy's one of them. This is outrageous. Especially as we learned this from Kash Patel, Pam Bonney, and Donald Trump's FBI.
According to court documents, cell phone pings indicate Cole's cell phone was in the area of RNC and DNC the night of the crime, January 5th, 2021, the night before the U.S. Capitol riot.
And right before, it's like he knew it would happen. Working with any of our intel agencies? Bet he was. I can't prove it. Now, why is this happening? Right. Well, before I get to this, why we're learning this now, because there's some problems with that, too. Let's go through the basics. Pam Bondi, head of the Department of Justice, had this to say.
Today's arrest happened because the Trump administration has made this case a priority. That evidence has been sitting there collecting dust. This wasn't a new tip. It wasn't some new evidence. It was the hard work of President Trump's administration.
Yeah, there's nothing new.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Here's Kash Patel, and he's on Fox News. He's the head of the FBI, obviously. And he's on Fox News, and he's talking about, okay, well, like, why wasn't this geofenced on account of it wasn't corrupted as the FBI lied under, oh, that is a felony. That's not just immoral and sleazy. That's a felony. It carries 5 years in prison, up to max. Here's Kash Patel.
And looked at the providers and what information they provided pursuant to search warrants at the time and asked questions such as why weren't all the phone numbers scrubbed and why weren't they connected and why wasn't there any geolocational data done? Now, that is either sheer incompetence or complete intentional negligence.
Yes.
And neither of which is acceptable for this FBI.
That's shocking. Okay, what is going on here? Now, here's the kind of scary part, all right? This data was turned over in March. In March, the FBI turned it over, right? The January 6th pipe bomb data, which Congress had subpoenaed. Now, Congress can't geofence it. They can't do this stuff with the cell phones that needed to be done, right? It's turned over in March. Who was in charge of March? Kash Patel. So it's not until The Blaze embarrasses Kash Patel last month. And they came out with a story that I think is going to be very problematic for them. They identified the pipe bomber as a current employee of the CIA who was female and white. Obviously not her, but that embarrassed Kash Patel. And ever since then, there has been a brush fire going on X, just trashing Patel for like, okay, where's the pipe bomber? That's why we're seeing this right now. Let's not forget, Kash Patel himself has had this information this whole time. And it wasn't until The Blaze lit him on fire. You've got all the info, dude. We know you got the cell phone info. We know the FBI perjured themselves. That's all been reported. That didn't just come out. It's been out there for months. I've covered it on this show. We know that AT&T came behind and said, No, the data wasn't corrupted. Sorry, the FBI lied to y'all under oath, but nah, data's fine. You can go find that guy if you want him. It embarrassed Kash Patel. He was sitting on it too. So if you live on X like I do, some of the best investigative minds in the country are on there. And they don't even work for news organizations. They've been lighting up Kash Patel for the last month. Where's the pipe bomber? A lot of them thinking the Blaze got the story right. They got it wrong. Didn't matter. This embarrassed Kash Patel. And all of the sudden, he's able to find the pipe bomber. Wouldn't you know? He was going to sit on it too, y'all. He was sitting on it. Again, a testament to the power of X and free speech. We can save this country with this kind of reporting. But we're running out of time, folks. Now, the question will be this. Watch this. Watch this thing. Watch if Pam Bondi, Kash Patel bring an indictment against Stephen D'Antuono for lying to Congress and saying they could not pursue the pipe bomber because this cell phone data was corrupted and unusable. If they do not, it's over. This is slam dunk stuff. If they don't bring that, they are not going to war with the deep state. They are protecting the deep state, and the deep state will be waiting for every one of us the second they leave office. And they are going to jail. Kash Patel's going to jail. Pam Bondi's going to jail. Arctic Frost, y'all. Republican leadership's going to jail, and Trump will spend the rest of his life in prison. Their choice. Or they could put Stephen D'Antuono in prison. Their choice. But that's going to be the litmus test right there. He lied to Congress to cover for that pipe bomber. He let a potentially deadly person walk around for 5 years and didn't miss a beat.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.